Tony
and Terrence, the podcast. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Woo. I just took a DNA test, turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me. You could've had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little.
Well, I miss you.
I miss you too, baby. I'm gonna call you when I get there, okay?
No. You call me from the plane, all right?
Cole, tell them the difference.
Love has four letters and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason.
Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until
you get the draw.
Hi there.
What's up? You know how I like it, baby.
I didn't want to sing, so I'm glad you did it.
So you know I'm alright.
I'm good now. I don't know why we always trying to do it.
I'm weak because you're waving high at the phone.
Because I really be forgetting that we don't record until the main topic. But anywho,
what's up, guys? It is Tony
and Terrence. Why we got to do that again?
I just wanted to say my name.
Oh, okay. So I didn't have to do it. Sorry. It's just such a habit to do it.
Right.
But yes, we are back for another episode of Tony and Terrence Lay Podcast. And this is episode
87.
And that means we are that much closer to episode 100. YG 400. Well, I guess one thing that we can put on there is Kalani and YG. They're dating now, I guess.
But
I guess, I
forgot.
I guess.
Kalani and YG dating, y'all.
Yeah.
Culture. Okay.
We probably won't mention that at all after this point.
We already did.
Right. So, it is time for our weekend recap. Miss Williams, how was your weekend?
My weekend was turnt.
Or your week, I guess.
My whole week was turnt.
It was turnt?
No, it wasn't. I didn't really do anything. I mean, I worked.
The complete opposite.
You guys, right? Well, we were turnt on hurricane day.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to get into that?
Yes, we are. Because, you guys know the hurricane came and went. Thank God it didn't cause any damage to North Carolina. Right. Thank you, Lord, because we really didn't need that.
And I'm happy that a lot of you all are safe, especially to our peers that stay on the coast. Shout out to you all, and I'm glad you're safe.
So Terrence and I, we were well prepared for this storm. Mm-hmm. We had some turnip drink, some turnip other things as well, and we were just turned up the whole day.
Okay, so my job decided, at the job that I currently work at, I am a non-essential employee. So what does that mean? That means in the event of any kind of disaster, your boy still got to go in to go to work. So usually they take precaution, but usually they don't. But this time they took precaution and they let us out at 1:00. It felt so good. I drove so fast to the ABC store, got some lick. Came home. I was so happy. I was just so happy. I couldn't wait to see them.
I was in the kitchen cooking.
Because I just knew. Ooh, and I came home to some breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's breakfast is undefeated. It's one of those breakfasts that you can have morning, noon, night, all times of the day. That's how good her breakfast is. But, I'm pretty sure you can eat breakfast for dinner and you can still be good. But anywho, so there we were. We don't really drink the hard lick, okay?
Yeah, no.
So we usually have to go with the brown paper bag liquor, but don't get us wrong. What we do get still gets us to where we are trying to go.
Definitely.
Jim Beam. Jim Beam has been our favorite lately, followed by Crown. But anywho, as soon as I got home, of course I ate, and then we started throwing it back. And I don't mean Tony with the ass. I mean Tony with the shots. But anywho. We shot after shot after shot. We never did this. And I can't remember the last time I went through a whole bottle almost.
Right.
In one sitting. Well, throughout the whole day. Because usually we just do about 2-3 shots max, and then that's it for the rest of the day, and maybe one at night.
Y'all, we were just like,
nope.
I mean, remember that one time you said the sun is down, and I said, but we turn it up.
Wasn't that the same night? We had to get a nap. We took a whole turn up nap after that. And then woke up and was like, all right, let's
do it again.
We're going to keep going.
It was great, though.
Needless to say, I got a phone call around 5 o'clock in the morning, a text message from my supervisor at exactly 4:55 in the morning saying,
phew,
you have to come into work. Guess who was tight? Guess who was hot? Guess who was still a little bit hungover?
Your boy.
So... it was a struggle. They could have really gave us that Friday off.
They could have.
They childish for that. The roads were so clear. But
and it was so sunny outside.
It was so sunny. It was beautiful
outside. And my baby was at work hurt.
You never would have guessed a hurricane had passed through. But needless to say, I am okay. feel like I'm coming down with something, but I'm going to pray that I can beat it. Just took some medicine. And it happened after we turned up. So I was like, oof.
When you felt the...
Got that itch in my throat. I was like,
Too much lick.
Too much lick. That's probably what it was, because I was fine before the lick. Before we downed that whole bottle. And we never do that.
Savages.
But we had a great hurricane turn-up party session, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I'm glad if you got to spend this hurricane with someone, regardless if it was serious or not. Rain, when you could spend it with someone else and it's raining outside, mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the best feelings in the world. I even tweeted about it. You know, shirts and drawers.
Yep. Chilling around the house.
Chilling.
Turning up.
Just chilling and playing a few games. That was probably the best time I've had. Yeah. Because the last time, we were so far away.
Oh, my God. I was in the country.
And you were trapped. Yes.
I had no service. Oh, it was terrible. It was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing to do, just, you know, staring at people.
But it's talking. And you had it was a house full of how many again?
Oh, I don't remember, but it was a lot.
Oh, my God.
But I want to say 24 at one point.
OMG.
But I'm probably over-exaggerating, but it sounds about right.
Okay.
18, maybe.
Okay. Well, we got to spend Hurricane Dorian together, and I was really, really happy.
Yeah, and our weekend wasn't anything special. I worked for a few hours on Saturday, and we just chilled, relaxed, enjoyed each other's company as always.
As always.
That was our weekend, guys. Nothing really special, but it was cool. It was fun for what it was.
For what? Yeah.
Hurricane time.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. So now it is time...
For the tea.
Ding, 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 ding.
We've been forgetting that glass for the past couple episodes.
Well, since we forgot the glass, I'll go ahead and say it. It's tea time.
Zoling.
Ooh, what we got first?
Lizzo.
Matter of fact.
Hold on.
We're going to save the black girl magic for last.
Rewinds.
Yeah, we're going to save the black girl magic because I just love giving black women their shout outs. And y'all are dope.
Go ahead.
And y'all been on it this year.
We have.
But I got to get this out the way. All right? The trailer. For Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life.
Finally dropped this past Wednesday. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence returned for the third and possibly final installment of the Bad Boys franchise. Bad Boys for Life is scheduled to release on January 17th, 2020, nearly 17 years. 17 years
That's
after Bad Boys 2.
Time.
Okay, so Bad Boys 3 has been in development for at least 10 to 15 years. They've been trying to get the correct writers, get the directors. Martin has been going on multiple interviews saying, oh yeah, we got the script ready, we ready to roll. They were supposed to start shooting in 2017, but that got pushed back. And then he just became pessimistic. He was like, Bad Boys 3 is not happening. So I got depressed. Well, not depressed, but... I was just a little upset.
Yeah.
But, needless to say, they started filming in January of this year, and they wrapped up in June. A 2020 release. I thought it'd never get here. I enjoyed the preview. It looked action-packed as usual. It was definitely funny. So,
I didn't know it was that many years.
17 years.
Goodness.
And the first Bad Boys premiered in 1995. So from 1995, they dropped Bad Boys 1, of course, and then 2003, Bad Boys 2 dropped, and now Bad Boys for Life. And they don't need to make anything else after this. I don't even have to see the movie.
That's it.
That, it just needs to stop. And coming from Will Smith, who said he would never be a sequel kind of actor, he's done multiple so far, and I'm glad he was able to put this one under his belt. So January 17, 2020, I am in there. I've already scheduled it with Marquell, so we in there like swimwear. If you want to come, you can tag along if you want to.
I ain't tagging along for nothing.
Okay, that's you. That's you and your attitude, because I don't have time for it. But either way, oh, I'm excited.
Wow. Y'all can have y'all date. Anyway.
Don't.
Are we ready for Black Girl Magic?
We're not ready for Black Girl
Magic.
Oh,
you got another one.
Well, I mean, this was big. This is big news.
It ain't magic.
It's not magic.
But, hey, here we go.
In a now deleted tweet, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she deleted it?
She deleted it.
Because we know.
Nicki Minaj announced she will be retiring from the music business to start a family with her fiance. And they're probably married
now. Yeah.
They should be. She changed her Twitter name to Mrs. Petty. And I thought she was being petty by saying she was Mrs. Petty. But that's really his last name.
I didn't know that was his last name until I think I heard on The Breakfast Club. Right. And at first I was like, what are you calling her that?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I was like, who is she being petty to now?
And then when I found out, I said, wow, perfect fit.
Right. So the reaction of the news was mixed. Some saying 100% of the people saying that they will miss her were her barbs. Let's just go ahead and be honest. And the other half could care less. And, you know, I don't really take rappers or artists seriously when they say they're going to retire.
Right. They're not going to retire.
You know, Jay-Z retired. Jay-Z retired at least 3, 4, 5 times.
I saw that on Twitter.
So, Nicki, we going to see you when we see you. We know this ain't the last time we've heard from you. And she did apologize for how she tweeted out her retirement announcement. And she said her fans deserve more. So, she's going to address it more on Queen Radio.
Have you ever listened to Queen Radio?
Not at all. Because it's nothing but pure foolishness. I stopped paying attention to Queen Radio after she had called herself the Harriet Tubman of whatever.
Oh, I remember that whole...
To freedom! It was so funny. It was hilarious. But I don't really pay too much attention, because she's really messy on that show, and it's just, you too grown to be acting like that. But
hey.
Needless to say, Nicki Minaj, go ahead and start that family. We can't wait to see the first. We can't wait to see a baby bump. I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy that you're able to start a family.
I'm definitely happy for her. Love always wins.
I just wish you didn't leave us with Queen before your retirement. But anywho, we got some more Black Girl Magic.
Shade.
Queen, you know Queen.
Now we ready?
Yes.
Why men great till they gotta be great?
I don't know. That's actually a good question. It seems like as if we have to be pushed. It's like we can't stay great in our greatness. We are great, and then we come back to being
regular.
I don't know, but anyway, you can go
at the bottom. Okay.
No,
just kidding. So Lizzo, Lizzo's song "Truth Hurts" made number one on the Billboard Hot 100 list.
Yay! Yay!
She has joined Beyonce, Rihanna, Cardi B, and Janelle Monáe as the only Black women this decade to hit number one on the Hot 100 list.
Wow, hold on. Beyonce, that must have been... I'm trying to think of their number one songs. I'm probably going to get it wrong.
Probably Formation.
Formation. Rihanna, definitely Work. I never forget that. Cardi B, Bodak. And Janelle Monáe. That's
probably Pink. That was a hit.
That was a hit?
Pink, like the inside of your...
Okay. Well, congratulations, Beyonce, Rihanna, Cardi B, Janelle Monáe, and now Lizzo. So.
Yep. Lizzo performs at the Made in America Festival. That is a festival, right?
Made in America in Philly.
I want to go.
Yeah, me too.
And she was surprised to see, guess who was on the side?
Hmm.
Dancing to her music.
Hmm.
Take a wild one.
Let's see. Solange.
No.
Oh. The big sister? Beyonce.
Yeah, it was Beyonce on the side.
You are dumb. Okay, let's...
Beyonce was on the side dancing to her music. And, you know, Lizzo, of course, she posted a picture on social media, you know, to let the world know how excited and how insane that moment must have been for her. I would have gotten my whole entire life. I would have grabbed her and been like, come dance with me.
Imagine performing... and you see...
You just glance to the side real quick.
Right, out of nowhere, you just see your idol, whether that be, you know, in the music industry or the entertainment, any kind of idol that you look up to, and they are watching you from backstage.
Right.
I can only imagine. What we were talking about in the car is, it's amazing how Truth Hurts has been out for two years. And I just started hearing it late last year or earlier this year. And it's just, wow.
I just started hearing it earlier this year.
Yeah, it must have been with you.
My very first time hearing that song was on that, what was the name of that movie on Netflix? It's a movie on Netflix with three girls. The Wanda Wise is in it and the girl from Jane the Virgin. I forgot the name of it. But they were all singing that song and it was playing. And I was like, I was getting my hair braided. And me and the girl who was braiding my hair was like, oh, that song's a bop. Like, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. And I meant to like look it up after that. But then I started hearing it on the radio and I was like, oh, that's that song.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really dope for you to be grinding.
Right.
For two whole years just to get your music on a major platform. Mm-hmm.
And let that just be, you know, serve as a lesson for all of us. Like, motivation. Never stop grinding. It may take 2 years to even get recognized for one piece of work. Right. But just imagine when you do finally get recognized for it, the places that it could take you, the places that you could go, the doors that opened. Because Lizzo, we see her everywhere now.
Right, every single, and she's taking advantage.
We see her on different advertisements. Doesn't she have an advertisement with Sir Burnett or something? Some type of alcohol.
I did see that, though.
I heard her music on Pandora earlier. It was on an advertisement for, I think it was Geico or something. It was just, yeah, it was, I was like, wow, she is really doing her thing. And finally getting the recognition she deserves. And she deserves it. She's really dope. Body positivity. She's just, you know, everything.
Everything is definitely deserved. And
talented.
And shout out to all of the black artists that killed it this year. We also talked about this as well, from DaBaby, Meg Thee Stallion, Lizzo, and who was the last one? It was one more. Lil Nas X, who took over the summer with, God.
Their music.
Their music.
All of their music.
I was thinking about the song that he had that wouldn't go away. Old Town Road.
Right.
So yes, definitely shout out to them. It was, like I said, it's going to continue being a great year for black people. In 2020, we about to take over. So y'all better be ready.
This was just the setup. And we about to dunk it.
And shout out to J. Cole. She was in Meg Thee Stallion's video that was released earlier last week. The Hot Girl Summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shout out to her. Some more Black Girl Magic. J. Cole was not in that video.
Her brand is about to take completely off after that. She really deserves it because she's been putting in work for a long time. And if you all remember J. Cole, she started off on Vine. And for her to still be here, because a lot of people didn't make it past Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Vine ended and then people...
She was even on Wild Now.
That's what I'm saying. So when Vine ended, people moved over to Instagram, but people couldn't really shake that Instagram Vine persona, I guess. So it's great to see that she's doing it. So she's about to kill it.
Congratulations, girl.
Yeah, and dope video, by the way, Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, yes,
since we're talking about you.
So we did have a whole lot of other culture stuff. We just completely forgot. But there you go. Great video. It was dope.
Maybe that's what you were planning on talking
about. I think it was.
Okay.
It was.
But yes, black people, we still winning. We're going to keep winning.
We still supporting.
Always and forever. And I believe
that's all we got for the culture.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
And we're bike. It never gets old. I love it.
Yep.
We have a topic for you guys this week because I guess it was just churning in my spirit.
Okay.
And I just want to just tell some of these females today, you're dumb. Like, not dumb, but I just don't agree with everything that...
Dumb.
That women these days, I guess, what would you call it? The requirements that they put on men to...
The standards,
I guess.
Have risen, okay?
And I just don't agree with them. I just don't get it.
If social media was a woman, I would have absolutely no chance at hollering at her. the requirements just to not even get some, forget that.
Just
the
requirements to talk,
just to talk to the
or
girl.
Or text the woman.
Good God.
And don't hop in her DMs. Cause
this whole Cash App situation has been, it's been annoying.
Yeah.
Y'all, I for real got to give y'all money.
For you to talk to me? For me to get a high back?
How does that even look in the future?
Right.
Like, you trying to find somebody. Oh, but I got to pay you for permission to talk to you. You're not that important.
Right.
You're not. But I appreciate that you have a bar.
Yeah, I understand, you know, it's queen mentality, and then there's just stupidity.
City girls and...
Yeah, there we go. City girls. Queens and city girls. I mean...
Queen versus city girls.
I mean, I'm not saying city girls aren't queens, but yeah, the mentality.
Right.
You might be a queen with a city girl mentality, so it's just not happening. No. You canceled the queen out.
Not for me.
So, if you guys haven't guessed, we're talking about, I guess you can say, new age women. Millennial women these days. And it might be the older generation, too. I don't know, but it's... mainly millennials.
We've had social media for a while now, okay? And it just started becoming like this. And it seemed like it came out of nowhere. It was just like one day you open up Twitter or Facebook, and now you got there's like a list of requirements.
Right.
Do you meet all of these requirements before you can even come into my DMs? And it's just, oh my gosh.
There was a post that a friend of mine had posted on Facebook, and it kind of sparked this idea for the topic. I'm going to read you guys the post. And I quote, "Husbands, boyfriends, boo things. Husbands especially. Look down at your woman hands. Does she need her nails done? Look at her toes. Are they painted? Is her hair done? Your wife's appearance is a representation of the man you are. Hashtag my opinion." And you can't just be talking about your wife. You must be talking about your girlfriends too, because you said husbands, boyfriends, boo things.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the post. She says, "Every 2 weeks, this is the observation you should make on your woman. Your queen. Pay attention to her. The leash you can stay on is a mani and pedi, right?" And then she goes on to say, "What's a ring without a fresh manicure to compliment?" What? End quote. So I just don't agree with this. I don't feel like it is the obligation of a man to look down at his girl's, wife's, or whatever's hands and say, and just take it upon himself every single time.
I don't know if y'all seen the prices of a manicure and a pedicure and getting nails done, but it ain't what it used to be back in the day.
Like,
okay, them prices have risen.
Yeah, they have. They definitely have. And, you know, she says that, you know, when she says your wife's appearance is a representation of you, it's a representation of her too, though. If she's not taking care of herself, then
that's more on her than it is on the guy.
Like, you know you want your nails done, you know you want your toes done, you know you want your hair done, then go get it done.
Right.
And I'm not saying fellas go say that to her face, but have, you know, if you're with the girl who wants you to do all these things for her and you don't want to, don't feel like you're obligated to do so. I think it's really up to you as the man or whoever he or she is asking to do that. Like, I just don't get that.
And disclaimer, we are not saying men don't ever do this for
your
ladies.
Yeah, definitely not saying
that. We're not saying that. We're just saying that should not be a bill of yours,
right?
Okay?
Yeah.
That should not be a monthly or a bi-monthly bill of yours.
Right. A man can treat bi-monthly to... You know how often a woman got to get her nails and toes done? That's why I don't do that. But back to...
Mm-hmm.
You know, men don't feel like here, you know, you have to be obligated. But, you know, if you do want to treat and pamper your woman, you can.
You definitely can.
But it's just... It's not... No.
I don't know. I would never ask Tony to pay for my haircut.
What?
Because that's just me.
That's a good example.
I know I need a haircut.
That's a good example, Terrence.
I'm not about to walk around looking crazy.
And you know, men these days now, you got the full beards. They're getting that whole face treatment. They ain't telling us to pay for that every 2 weeks.
You just reminded me that I got to find a shop somewhere around Fayetteville that does that. But anywho, because I just always feel like that is a man's, it's a man's obligation to get a man, to get his own haircut.
That,
I guess it's the double standard in it all, but.
You guys, that is what I call self-care.
Self-care.
Take care of yourself. Stop looking for men, women, or whoever to take care of you. You want a man to pay your bills? Why'd you get the phone if you can't pay your own phone bill? Hello? Why'd you get the apartment if you can't pay your own bills? Why he gotta pay your light bill to have sex with you? Like, I don't get that.
Basically, what y'all trying to say is that I gotta pay for the pee in some kind of way.
But you don't want the title of a prostitute. I'm but just
hey,
saying.
But hey.
But you want to get money for your poo nanny.
Mm-hmm. But what do we know?
What do we know?
What do we know? I can't wait till you get to.
I was just raised by an old school mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was always taught to treat the girl right. Ain't never, ever, growing up, never heard of, oh, you got to do this. You got to do X, Y, and Z every time for you. I get it. I do. I get it. Sometimes it's great to do that, fellas. Mm-hmm. It is. But if it's become a requirement in your relationship, no. Run.
So I created a poll on Facebook and Instagram because I wanted to know, Terrence and I wanted to know if we were the only ones who felt this way. So the polls, I posed two questions. The first one was, should a man or woman that you're just having sex with, be obligated to pay for you to get your nails and hair done? Or any, you know, anything, like, mm-hmm. whatever. So six people said, well, the options were, bitch, duh,
mm-hmm.
and nah, I got it.
All right.
Six people said, bitch, duh, yeah, if we having sex, he gotta pay for my nails and my hair and stuff.
Just sex? That's, okay.
29 people said, nah, I got it. I agree with y'all. Like, I find it hard to ask for money from anybody, especially Terrence. It's so hard for me because I'm not that type of person. So I couldn't even imagine going to Terrence and being like, you need to get my hair done. You need to get my nails done. I would feel so out of place.
Tony will let her car run out of gas. This is just an example. She will let her car run out of gas before she asks me for anything.
And that is
anything.
Facts.
Anything. And while I do appreciate her independent mentality, which is fine and all, but I still instill her, like, look, if you need anything, go ahead and ask me, okay? Yeah. Now, I might give you a hard time, but, you know. That's just who I am.
He gives me a hard time sometimes. It puts more on me because it took a lot for me to go to him. And it's like, oh, can you just say yes or no?
Right. So I notice what I have to do better in order for her to get even more comfortable.
Yeah.
But either way, yeah. She is just, that's just the kind of person that she is. And I couldn't imagine in college trying to talk to Tony and she's saying, what my nails look like, what my feet look like, what my hair look like, then no, unless you gonna pay for, I couldn't imagine, I would have just been like, nope, not at all, let me go somewhere else.
It's just people on social media that, you know, like we mentioned before, it's in the music.
Right.
One girl that, light skin Keisha, you probably heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about this, you know, like, your man better get your nails done if he trying to get the cat or whatever. And as far as cat, you know, I'm talking about.
Right.
Just one for the slow people.
This is a family show.
And, you know, I just, you know, like I said, I just don't agree with it. Like, y'all want a man to take care of y'all, but then want to say, I don't need no man to take care of me.
Where's the fun in that, being taken care of by someone? Someone, I read somewhere, or unless I was at work, someone had said that if they don't have to work, they're going to be the laziest people ever. And if I have to do all of this X, Y, and Z for you, dang, what you doing for me then?
And what are you doing for yourself?
What are you doing for yourself to bring it back full circle? So that worries me. The and I'm sure there's guys out there, they'd be like, oh yeah, throw stacks on the girl, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff, but is it really worth it, especially if you're not getting anything in return? Anything? So to these six people that agreed that you have to have something paid for in order to the sex to happen, or if we're just having sex,
Shame on you.
Were these people in a relationship?
And y'all better have some good sex.
Ooh, that
too,
better.
Because
why do I feel like the people who demand have the worst? But we're not
trash.
We're not going to get okay, into much kidding. Detail of that. But out of those six people, how many do you think were in a relationship from you, from what you can remember?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
maybe two, but probably none. If that's because that's just the just having sex question. They probably just having sex with people.
And that's what I'm saying. If we just doing this, why I got to pay for all of that? I don't get it.
Because not all, okay, I do understand, you know, women, you know, we're empowered. We treat our bodies, you know, as such, but.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. I get all of that. But still.
But we're not the only ones giving up something when it comes to sex.
Right.
The men is, they're giving up something too. We're not the only ones.
Dinero.
No, they're not the. I'm talking about as far as body parts.
Oh, I was about to say.
They're talking about if you want this, you know what? You got to give me money.
You got to
well,
give me a haircut.
What if
right?
the man be like, well, if you want this D, get my haircut. Get me the full face treatment at the barbershop.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
They turn around and do that, and then we're going to be like, oh, y'all just copying.
Or they're going to be like, I ain't paying for no man. A man should be able to take care of himself.
Right.
He should be able to take care of himself.
What?
Well. Maybe you should be able to take care of yourself as well. Because what were you doing before I got into the picture? What were you doing before I came into your DMs?
Bam.
Paying for it your damn self. And I'm so glad you brought up this topic. This is a great topic to talk about. But anyway, go ahead.
The next question that I posed is, you know, along the same lines, but instead of just having sex, I asked, is it an obligation of someone you are dating to pay for you to get your hair and nails done and help you pay some bills? Okay, the options were yes, if he wants this cat, and no, not an obligation. 10 people said yes, if he wants this cat, he got to pay for hair, nails, and some bills.
My thing is, go ahead.
38 people said not an obligation. And I'm just, you know, guessing that these 38 people are independent people.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But these 10 people, we got to talk. I don't get it. Like, I just, who are these people? Especially, who are you all?
And you know, they have the audacity to be like, you better pay a bill. And y'all not even living together.
Right.
So, I got to pay your bills.
And pay mine on top of that.
To date you. And pay my bills. Take you out to eat because, you know, women love to eat.
Women love to eat.
Now,
this is the only thing I'm doing to get that cat. I'm paying for your food because food is the way to a woman's heart. That is the only thing. I mean, hey, it worked with us. I paid for your meals and you just threw them draws at me.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Don't be put me out there like that.
You're right. It didn't. I always have this, like this imagination of what I think happened and how I think I got it. And, you know, she always humbles me.
It was always on my terms.
But I don't mind paying for meals. But bills?
Right.
Good God. Y'all standards are high. And I pray that you all do find someone.
And you know how I was saying, I can't even umption up the... I can't even see myself speaking those, like... spitting those words out, Terrence. You need to get my nails done. Now, just imagine if I asked you to pay a bill of mine. Mm-hmm. Like...
One thing you have gotten good at, though, is asking me to pay for your meals.
Yeah.
But that's no problem, though.
Because we eat a lot.
Yeah. That's why I'm just like, yeah, we eat a lot. I mean, we both got to eat. Yeah. You know, we also got a child, so he got to eat, too. So, I'm so glad I got somebody, because y'all make it so hard on a brother.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
For that last question... about, you know, someone that you're dating, is it obligation of them to pay your bills and hair and nails and all that? Someone actually DM'd me and gave me an extra response. She said, someone commented and said, sorry, she commented and said, and I quote, nope, because you were doing all of that before him. So it isn't his job unless he offers or accepts the responsibility. And I totally agree. Now, if Terrence said, Tony, I want to get your nails and your toes done, or do you want to get your hair done this weekend? Because I'll pay for you to get it done. By all means. But I'm not going to be sitting around every 2 weeks expecting for him to throw some money in my hand or lay out something cute on the bed and put some money with it and be like, go get your nails done. Go get your hair done. Every time I got to get it done.
Yeah.
I just don't.
But I can't wait to get to that point where I can throw $2,000 at her for no reason. Because that's what I be seeing on social media.
And then I be wondering, like, for these girls who are talking about, he need to pay a bill, he need to do this, he need to do that. What kind of money are you making? And what kind of money is he making? Because
at the end of the day.
Like, do you need support? Do you need government assistance?
Well, look, because you come down to the Department of Social Services, and we can get you some government assistance. We can get you some cash assistance now.
You ain't got to go around, because I just feel it's just a different type of prostitution to me. I'm sorry. It might be going too far. I might be reaching. But it's just like, for what?
At the end of the day, I understand.
You just want a random guy to supply all of your needs? I'm sorry. Just don't.
That's why I think it's just best to know who you're shooting your shot at. Like, the posts that they post. Their tweets, their Facebook statuses. That'll really tell you a lot about a person before you even enter a DM or anything like that. But I'm just still, like, flabbergasted at the 16 people who basically said it's an obligation for you to pay for X, Y, and Z to get this CAT.
Now, do you think these people's love language who voted for, you got to pay all these bills and stuff, their love language is receiving gifts?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It has to be, because that's the only reason why they would say that. Yeah. So, and I'm so that you are not a receiving gifts kind of person. But I love to see your face when you do get gifts. Because you don't ask for gifts. So when you do get them.
Oh, it's so fun.
Face lights up. Lights up.
But, I mean, this topic was really short, guys. So we just kind of wanted to vent about it. And we hope that you guys talk about it.
And those are the girls that are never I'm sorry, but those are the girls who are never satisfied. If I always have to get you something, you're always going to keep wanting more.
You get her nails done, she's going to be like, well, what about my toes? Get her toes done. Boom. Well, my hair is not done.
Boom.
Then her hair is done. My eyelashes. It's then like it's her eyebrows.
Whole face. Like, how can you be happy with someone and you're just shelling out money and you're not getting anything else? Oh, you're probably getting something in return, like your thing suck or you're getting great or sex or something like that. But, that don't compare all the time.
Right.
Like, that's, you know, if I'm spending $100 on you for Thanksgiving, for Valentine's Day, and you just throwing the cat at me.
Our generation has become so materialistic, it's truly sad. It's really sad to me.
And I don't want to blame the city girls. Because I don't...
No, it was happening way before them. They were just, the first ones to put it out. People around scamming people. Y'all gotta do better.
It ain't that serious.
We try to uplift our own, but then our own lets us down. Like,
per usual. I don't get it myself.
Just get it together, guys. You know, and I guess all in all, what Terrence and I were just trying to do is share our opinion. Of course, this is just our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a problem with it, then so be it. But this is our opinion, you know.
You got a problem with it, hit our DMs, and then maybe we can talk about it.
Or comment on our post.
We can fight about it.
Terrence. Okay. You know, comment on our post, because we want to know. We like the difference of opinions. We want you to tell us why you feel this way that you do. Why do you feel like it's an obligation of a guy that you're dating to supply your self-care? Because, like I said, this is something that we feel is self-care,
self-love, self-everything. We could have really expounded more on these new age women standards. Like, oh, you got to be this big, or you got to look like this, you got to look like that. And it's just, well, I guess
his beard don't connect.
And it's just like, dang. I just X myself out. Like, every requirement that you ask for, let me go ahead and X myself off. I just pray for the materialistic women out there. And I hope they find somebody that is willing to pay for whatever it is that they want. Sheesh, I don't know. I could probably be the richest man in the world And Tony asked for something. I'll still be like, ooh, I don't know how much that's going to cost. But she knows she's going to get it.
I'm about to become like these women. Ooh, just kidding.
And then you're going to become like those women that are single.
Oh, dang. Wow.
Yeah. And then we're going to have to go to court. And I'm going to get full custody of Mason. And then, you know, the whole shebang. I went way too far.
All right. It's war.
Okay. Well, now, you better pay for my haircut.
Before we end this, dang, I think I forgot my question. Oh. Since these are like the new requirements for some women, I don't think these women are looking for love. I think they're looking for someone to just supply.
Someone for the time being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I just think, you know, how much money is the number one obligation for these women? Because they're not, even in these women like the City Girls, or light-skinned Keisha, or Meg Thee Stallion, they're not talking about love. They're talking about turning up. They're talking about money. You don't hear love in any of their music.
That is true.
They're not looking for love. They're looking for somebody that can help them secure their bag.
But Meg Thee Stallion is also one of those. She will say, yeah, I got my own money, but I'd rather spend yours.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about, you know, comments like that then? Or examples, maybe.
I don't know. I just like my own money.
Mm-hmm.
I just always have, and I always will.
Yeah.
And just receiving from somebody else makes me feel like I don't have it.
But it also be like a cherry on top sometimes. Just to receive a gift. I'm not talking about receiving, all the time.
Yeah. Not all the time, but sometimes. But as far as my everyday self-care stuff, it makes me feel good when I know I can do it myself.
Right. I think women should look at it as when men want to do stuff like that, it's just an added bonus, you know? Not a whole requirement or something like that.
And you know what also throws me?
Mm-hmm.
There are some men out there who prefer women like this, who are willing,
open and willing to do
it. You know what? And I think those men aren't looking for love. They're just looking for somebody to take care of.
Because I just don't see how that equates to happiness. You can never be happy with materialistic things because you're always going to be wanting more and more.
Every holiday, every season, every fall. I need a fall gift. I need a summer gift.
That's why it's tough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but hey, if they have somebody that is able to treat them like that, then by all means.
Yeah, I mean,
but
go for it.
I don't see it lasting because it's just, you know. And what I've been seeing lately is that the men are supposed to bring everything to the table and women are just supposed to bring themselves.
Mm-mm.
You know, we both need to cook something. We both need to bring something to the table. Let me see what you're bringing. That way, I might drop a...
Women bring nothing
a few dollars
to the
only.
Table, but they plate. That's what Megan Thee Stallion said. Well, not exactly, but she said something like that.
Right.
And yeah, don't just be a plate bringer to the table, ladies. Right. And gentlemen.
I shouldn't have to pay for the pee. If I got to do all of that, then let me just go somewhere else. Right. Okay? And if people have to pay to get to you, then you might as well make an OnlyFans account.
What?
And...
Sorry.
Go ahead. And just do it that way. Sheesh.
What happened to, like, you know, earning the pee in different ways? Like, loyalty, honesty, communication, commitment, is that crazy?
That's not crazy. Well, that's what you put me through. So
yeah,
I have that appreciation. I do have that appreciation because I had to work for it. Ooh, I was like, "What this girl doing? Giving them draws right now?" But it's all about the kind of women that you are attracted to and who are attracted to you, the energy and all this other stuff. It all depends on all of that. You gonna work for whatever it is. You gonna work for what you want. So
true.
And that's what I did. You know, I worked for something that I want.
All right, guys, I think that's all the venting we got for this topic.
Boom.
But before we get up out of here, I do have to make a special announcement. You know, this episode is dropping on Tuesday.
Yay.
Which is election day for the special election.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in the 9th Congressional District, please, especially if you black, please go vote. Please let your voice count. Like, let, please, because your vote matters. If it didn't matter, we wouldn't be having a special election. It wouldn't be a do-over.
And for those who legit think that voting doesn't matter, this is how we got 45. Because the amount of people who voted in Obama's last election, it was at least 5 to 7 times more than what we got when we were voting for... I can't even remember who was even running. Oh yeah, okay. But anywho, but that's not the point. The point is voting actually makes a change.
Yes.
It actually makes a change. So please, 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 we're not telling you who, but just go out and vote and vote.
Yeah.
And vote some.
Definitely going on Tuesday, taking my mom with me. Because it matters a lot, guys. A whole lot. Also, if you want to give some blood, donate some blood, if you're in Robeson County, stop by the Bill Sapp Recreational Center. Mm-hmm. Mark this on your calendars for September the 21st. We'll announce it again before then. September the 21st. It's for a really good cause. A lady stopped by the church today, and she was giving a story about losing her daughter, how they didn't have enough blood to, I guess, you know, keep her alive, basically. And, you know, in her honor, she vowed that she would collect, was it a million?
One million
pints of blood in her daughter's honor.
She said she jumped out of
an airplane.
And made this commitment.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, let's help her reach her goal. Like I said, if you're in Robeson County in the area, stop by Bill Sapp Recreational Center on September the 21st and donate a pint of your blood. I think that's all we got for you guys. Is that it?
Let me see. It is September, so it is Tony's birthday month.
It's my birthday month. I'm about to be 26 next week, guys.
26 is just, I don't know. It's just like one of those ages. It's like, okay, yeah, 26.
Yeah.
But you look good, girl.
Thank you.
You look good. You real young, though. I thought you was much older than this.
I'm cool with 26.
I'm joking. But yes, I forgot to mention your boy's that nigga. All right, anywho, we can wrap it up.
On that note, if you're not following us on social media, then what you're doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Be sure to follow Tony and Terrence on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And like I said, that's at Tony and Terrence. If you haven't checked out our website, I think you really should give it a try. Check it out. Submit some questions, some episode ideas on the website. Maybe. And that website is
www.TonyandTerrence.com.
Also, I mean, if you just got $20 you want to spend, we got some shirts on the website that you can purchase.
Tony, I know some of y'all just got paid.
Love shirts. Yup. Go ahead and spend that $20. Help us pay some bills. I mean, it's not an obligation.
Right.
But I mean, if you want these episodes, you better give me some money. Okay. No, too much.
Yeah, because we was broke in the beginning. I mean, we still broke, but we still going to give you these episodes. But I like that.
Right. But yeah, and check out Tony and Terrence, the playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. All right, guys, we about to wrap this thing up. We will see you guys. Well, not see you, but we will hear. We will talk to you guys.
Y'all going to see us on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Pray, put in work, have faith.
Tony.
And Terrence, we out.